You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, welcome to your show. That's right, this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida, and this is your host, Michael. We have a show for you today, yes we do. You want to call in? Well, I hope you do. The phone number to call in is 408. What did I say? 408. Listen, I'm messing up the show already. The show hadn't begun and I'm messing up. 407-484.
No, Michael.
894.
Yeah, 894. Okay, my mind is not working today.
1680.
407-894-1680. There you go. I have to put my mind in gear. 407-894-1680. Let me say that again, for I will say it right. 407-894-1680. Lynn Golder. You there?
I'm here.
Well, okay, Lynn Golder is a co-host, and let's hear it from
right.
you loud
Welcome
and clear.
To the October 1st, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And Michael, the Eagles are over for now, right?
Don't say that. We'll be... well, I'm waiting for the final score. Don't say that.
Okay, that's where Michael's mind is right this second.
Yep.
But anyway, I just wanted to welcome everybody to the show. We have a full lineup, and we are really happy that Dr. O'Neill is here with the Motivational Moments segment. And she will be introducing her special guest and the topic of the hour.
Michelle Gomez.
That's right.
That's
well,
right.
I was going to let, yeah. Well. And then the second hour, we will have a lot of things to do. And we also have a guest caller calling it at 818. That's Jason Stark. And Jason is the project director of the Described and Captioned Media Program, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Education.
And we're going to do all our trivia in the second hour.
Administered by the National Association of the Deaf. So we have a lot going. And as Michael said, we will be doing both trivias during the second hour so that Dr. O'Neill and Michelle can have a really wonderful time for interview.
Dr. O'Neill, are you there?
I'm here. Glad to be here today. How
well,
are you?
I don't know with my mind today. My mind is shot before we begin the show.
You're going to be good. You're good.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I want to hear about magical moments.
We forgot to welcome.
Oh, yes. I'm
the man
sorry.
Behind the we glass have, today.
Listen to me. I'm totally losing my mind. Behind the scenes, we have. That's a very good question. We have Jarrell Robinson.
Hey, sir. How y'all doing?
Hi,
I don't
Jarrell.
Know how I'm doing. How's my Eagles doing?
You don't want to know.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going
to
faint.
No, it's okay.
We're glad to have you today, Jarrell.
It's preseason basketball also.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you would know.
Are you ready for some basketball?
You're talking about the basketball mama.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, Dr. Lucille O'Neill, I want to hear some magical, magical things from your mouth about moments and all kinds of things going on in your mind.
This hour is brought to you.
See, that's the hour. Said it again. See, not,
We're excited about the motivational moments that we're going to hear every month.
I want to hear all about moments.
You ready for one?
Yes, I am.
You know, as we were going through the hurricane and we were reaching out to a lot of folk that needed help, I was thinking about the golden rule so much. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, because a lot of people were in situations where they needed help and some of us were in good shape. But I found this and I put it in my notes. It says, there are three things in life that leave and never return. That's words, time, and opportunities. So we should value whoever values us and don't treat as a priority those folks that treat us as an option.
Hmm.
I thought that was good.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Keeps me on my toes because I want to be treated well, so I make it a point to treat people.
You come up with these
people well. Do unto others as right.
You come up with these motivational moments that are unbelievable.
Really?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, I find good notes, and I just want to share them with people. A lot of them come from my heart, but some come from people that have written them, but this came from me and from my heart. And I wanted everybody to hear it that's listening in the audience.
If you would like to talk to Dr. O'Neill in the next 1 hour that you'll be here, you can call 407-894-1680. See, I got it right. 407-894-1680.
And if you have any questions for Michelle also, please call.
Michelle.
Yes, sir.
Gomez.
Yes.
What do you have to say for yourself before we begin your interview?
Well, I'm excited to be here and thank you for having me here so I can tell my story and my son's story.
It is our pleasure for you being here.
Yes,
our
it is. Our pleasure. I'm looking forward to it because Michelle is going to share something very important with us. It's about, well, it has to do with blindness and her son's vision, something called the CHARGE syndrome. I've never heard of that until I got a chance to speak with her about it. But CHARGE syndrome is a complex genetic disorder that's one of the leading causes of deaf and blindness. And that was something new to me. I had never even thought about it at all. And she's going to share her story, talk to us about Ethan's vision, and she's going to talk to us about her relationship with Lighthouse.
Yes,
I am. We're looking forward to hearing all about that.
Thank you. I'm excited.
It's going to work out real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had never heard about the CHARGE syndrome either, and I looked it up also. And I also found actually what the letters stand for.
Oh, yeah, because it's an acronym.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's quite, where is that? I have it here. Both.
Well, there are a lot of things associated with it, and some of these words I can't even pronounce.
I know, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the sentence.
Okay, no problem.
You're really going to have to
help
us.
It is. The letters in CHARGE stand for coloboma. Coloboma mm-hmm. of the eye, mm-hmm. heart defects, atresia of the, is it Choanne?
That one I don't know how to say.
Retardation of growth and development and mm-hmm. ear abnormalities and deafness. Those mm-hmm. features are no longer used in making a diagnosis of CHARGE syndrome, but we're not changing the name. That's what the foundation said.
Yeah.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
we're going to turn it over to you, Dr. O'Neill, and to Michelle.
Michelle, we first want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come and share this important information with us, because a lot of people in Central Florida, they may not even know about the Lighthouse, first of all, but you've come to us to share information about what they call the CHARGE syndrome. Could you tell us how you came to know about the CHARGE syndrome and how you found this to be something associated with your son?
Sure. When my son was born, there was no indication at first that there was anything wrong except for his breathing issues.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 2 weeks into the NICU stay, because he wasn't eating by mouth, that I noticed a keyhole shape in his eye, and that's the coloboma, which is the vision issues. And I pointed it out to a nurse, and she went and got the doctor, and they said it has to be genetic. They had no idea what it was, but they knew that it has to be something genetic. So they got a specialist to come in from the Children's Hospital, and she, using the information that we have with the acronym, mm-hmm. she diagnosed him medically, and then about at age 6 months, we did a blood test, and he came out positive for that syndrome. I had never heard of it. No doctors had heard of it at the hospital he was born in. It was definitely not something you see often. I also think it's misdiagnosed a lot, because mm-hmm. it is in 1 in every 10,000 births, which isn't too bad. But, you know, Google. I Googled right after she told me, and I just read up about it, and I contacted the foundation, and I got really involved to learn more so I could help them.
What I'm hearing from you is how very well you paid attention to your child, because that's important. When our children are born, we look them over very carefully. Mm-hmm. We look for their 10 fingers and their 10 toes, and we really pay attention to detail. So for you to see that abnormality in his eye, that was key.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And you learned that that was not or should not have been there.
Correct,
which was important. And I see here it talks about the narrowing of the nasal passages. How was his breathing?
It's not bad. He does have narrow airways, but fortunately he doesn't need to have a trach, and he's breathing well on its own as he's gotten older. When he was younger, he had oxygen, but now that he's older, he's off the oxygen, so we're pretty lucky.
Wow.
That's wonderful. Now, Michelle's son's name is Ethan. I don't know if we mentioned that. He's Ethan. And I see a picture of him. He's a handsome little guy.
Thank you.
And how's his attitude now? He looks very happy
on
this photo.
He is a little firecracker.
Yeah. And how old is he now?
He's four.
Can I see a picture, Dr. O'Neill?
Yes.
He is so much fun. He loves his iPad and my cell phone.
His iPad?
Oh, my gosh. He's adorable.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And he can just navigate through YouTube and through my phone. He does things I don't even know how he does. It's amazing what he can do. That's it really something. Is. But he's great. He does well in school, and he's happy. And he was sick last year. I took him out of school early. We're actually taking him to the hospital in November to see some specialists in Cincinnati. But he's so much healthier now than he was about 5 months ago. So he's doing really, really well. I'm really happy.
That's good that he's able to navigate the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of young children playing with the iPad, and they know that icon, that YouTube icon.
Uh-huh.
And they can find that one. And they can bring up whatever they want to look at. Yeah. Now, I also see here that he has a growth hormone imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Is that evident in?
It's, his numbers seem normal, but he is very small. Mm-hmm. So he is about 3 feet, and he is only 26 pounds. Mm-hmm. And he's four. So he's pretty small for his age. They don't want to do any treatment on it right now because treatment for growth hormones can be painful. And since he's nonverbal, the doctors think that it's better to wait until he can talk. And, I mean, I'm really short and small, and Dad's kind of short.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'1".
That's not tall. I mean, that's not short, I'm sorry.
Oh.
My mother was 4'11".
Oh, yeah,
my grandma was 4'11".
You said he's nonverbal. Have you listened to our show at all?
No.
Not yet, because one of our advertisers has a product called a Prox Talker. I think that's Logan Tech, and it's for children that are not able to talk or don't want to talk.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
it's unbelievable. I'll give you the information after the show. Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And they can express themselves.
Is your husband tall?
In a different way, yes.
No. Mm-mm.
How tall is your husband?
About 5'6".
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's okay that Ethan's small. Because we both are.
Well, I'm a giant.
And I was going to say, a lot of young boys especially, they have their growth spurt a little
later. Yeah.
So I wouldn't even worry about that. I just believe he's going to grow.
Yeah.
He's going to grow taller. He may outgrow you.
He might.
I never had my spurt.
Michael, yes, you had.
I never did.
Yes, we're going to go to break now, Jarrell. Okay.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing,
grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Just a phone call away. No long-term contracts. Peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now. 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the show that we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. You're listening to Michael. And if you want to call in, this phone number is 407-894-1680. We've been talking right now with Dr. Lucille O'Neill, and she's been interviewing a young lady. Her name is Michelle Gomez. Dr. O'Neill, you are on, young lady.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, audience, for staying with us. We've been talking to...
What do you expect them to go?
Well, they can go watch basketball. It's on.
We know where your mind is. This is on the Eagles.
My Eagles game is over, and they won, and that's good.
Oh, good.
So now we can...
Congratulations.
Go back to the show. Now my mind is hopefully set.
Let's hear a little bit more about CHARGE syndrome, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Michelle has been enlightening us about some of the physical aspects associated with CHARGE syndrome. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about what happens in the course of a day for Ethan.
In terms of just his daily routine?
Yes.
Well, he goes to school. Mm-hmm. So he gets up really early, and I drop him off at school, and he just learned to walk probably about 8 months ago, which is awesome. And he walks right into school. He knows exactly where his chair is, and he needs help getting in the chair because he's not good at that, mm-hmm. climbing into it yet. And he just sits in his chair, and he goes about his day. He has a lot of therapy.
Does he go to mainstream school?
He goes to UCP. So it's a school that it's a charter school, and they cater a lot to special needs kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
it's
wonderful.
Really wonderful. They have
in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in East Orlando, they have wonderful teachers, and they have a really great facility. They have a lot more equipment than I notice that usually just the regular public schools have. So mm-hmm. they're wonderful.
Is that affiliated with UCF at all? Since you live over on the east side of town.
Well, they actually do get a lot of interns to come in
and
kind of do some shadowing and things like that. And I know they really reach out there. The head of the school is from UCF, so they definitely have a really good relationship, which is nice. I like that. Mm-hmm.
That's good, and mm-hmm. I'm happy to hear that he's in a place where they really pay attention to what's going on with mm-hmm. him, and he gets real. attention.
He does.
Now, I see in the notes that it's possible for him to have seizures.
Yes.
Has he had any seizures this year? How has he been doing
with
that?
No, this year he's been fine. He is doing some eye rolling, which we think might be behavioral. Mm-hmm. So we have an EEG next week for 24 hours, which is going to be fun.
What is it?
It's an EEG. It measures his brain activity and to see if he has any seizures.
He has
seizures.
To stay lie still for 24 hours?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go.
So they
we're going to try and see what happens. Just to make sure that it's nothing serious.
You have other children?
I do. A little girl.
Tell us about your other children.
Oh, she's fun. She's 15 months old, and mm-hmm. she is awesome. She loves to run around and get into everything, and she loves to have her brother chase her. So she'll get the toy he's playing with, and she'll run away so that he has to go get it from her and has to interact with her, which is fun.
That's normal so stuff. Sweet.
Yeah.
I remember reading a little bit about the CHARGE syndrome, and we have a website that most folks can go to. I want to read it out to you. It's www.chargesyndrome.org.
Mm-hmm.
www.chargesyndrome.org if you want any more information about what's going on with Ethan. Now, Ethan, you say, is 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you said only a few months ago he was able to start walking.
Right.
So how long did you identify whether or not he could walk? You said 8 months ago, but was he doing a little bit crawling?
Yeah,
or anything
yeah.
Before
he
that?
Was. He didn't start sitting until about 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew it was just going to be a slow process. But eventually, he was cruising when he was. Like 2.5, he was cruising. So he had to just hold on to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a matter of practice and practice and practice. And he still won't walk on his own very much. He'll walk like 10 feet and be like, all right, I'm done, carry me. So it's just, he has low muscle tone. He just needs to build up his muscles and his tolerance.
Well, you're giving us a lot of information. We're trying to paint a visual picture. But when I look at Ethan, I can't see all of those things that you've been telling us about because he is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And this is his vision story that I'm taking my notes from. And when we come back from the break, we're going to hear how you have an association with Lighthouse of Central Florida and how they've helped you with taking care of Ethan.
Yeah, wonderful.
That's good. We're excited about all that we heard tonight. And I keep reading about the swallowing issues and the developmental delays in him, but looking at you and hearing your story, I can't believe what I'm reading on this paper because I realize that, you know, even though they say all this may occur, it may not occur in your child.
It's true. It's true.
Do you belong to a support group?
No, I don't, actually.
There must be, though, right? A national support group.
There's a Facebook group
yeah.
that a lot of the parents are a part of, and we kind of go there and talk to each other about what did you do in this case?
That's good.
And,
yeah,
we kind of bounce ideas off of each other. And they have a biannual conferences,
mm-hmm.
and they had theirs in Orlando in July, so I went to that. It was fun.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to say to you, because you didn't sit back waiting for information to come to you.
No.
You went out and you went to seek and mm-hmm. find out what was going on with your child. And being a mother and a grandmother of 15, I understand all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not parenting by a special book. We're not grandparenting by a special book. And all the information that we gather out there is because we seek it out and we learn from each other. So you've been very helpful to the people listening as well as to me.
Oh, thank
you. And I'm learning a lot about something that I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how well you know about this. And it pays to pay attention.
It really does.
That's for sure.
It really does.
That's for sure. I'm looking at a photo right now about the Colobamba. Is
Coloboma.
That how you pronounce that?
Coloboma.
Is that how Ethan's eye was looking?
Mm-hmm. That's how it looks, the left eye. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like a circle with a black dot in it. And
it's like a keyhole, kind of.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. That's how they describe it, a keyhole shape.
And it does. It looks like a keyhole
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed it, and I was like, not sure if that's right. And I mentioned it to them.
If anybody wants to call in and speak to Michelle or Dr. O'Neill or ask a question, you're more than welcome. It's 407-894-1680.
Yes, we're looking forward to speaking to other people besides talking to ourselves here. Because there's a lot to be taught tonight, and we're learning so much by talking to Michelle. You want to just enlighten us a little bit about your relationship with Lighthouse?
Sure. Lighthouse, actually, he started with Lighthouse when he was about 4 months old. So he was really, really little. And at the time, we lived in Miami, and they came out twice a week to see him. Mm-hmm. And they were just wonderful. He wasn't tracking, and he really wasn't. He didn't have very good control with his eyes. And they were just working on it and working on it. And just I could see loads of difference when they started coming out. And then they got him the glasses, and we went through the whole process, which he doesn't wear anymore, but we're working on that. And I don't know. Without them, I'm not sure where we'd be, honestly. I don't receive vision services for him in the county or at the schools. So they're our only resource, and they've been wonderful.
Were you referred to Lighthouse, or
no? I found them. I found on Google. I googled a lot when he was born.
Well, that we didn't know about Lighthouse either. Mm-hmm. The doctors didn't tell Michael, and I found them on the internet also.
Yeah, yeah, and just found him. I reached out. I'm like, how do I do this? And we started the whole process.
So originally, you lived and went in South Florida,
Miami.
Then you went. When did you move to Fort Lauderdale? I mean, up here to Orlando.
This is my third year here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You like it up here?
I love it. I love it.
It's different than South Florida, isn't it?
It is.
Is the Lighthouse fantastic up here?
Yeah, they really
are. They're unbelievable. Lighthouse is
family.
Tremendous.
It's just
is.
Like a big family.
I was just going to say that.
Yep.
It's family-oriented.
Welcome, everybody.
Yep, yep.
They're
the
so
people
nice
are so friendly. Yes,
they are. Yep. And they really make an effort with Ethan. Like, I couldn't ask for better people to be surrounded by for him. I mean, mm-hmm. they're so patient, and they learn his cues, and they really know who he is. And it's not just, he's not just a kid that they see and they're like, okay, we're done for the week, and then they leave. It's, they're really invested. I'll text his therapist, or I guess his mentor, with good news on anything. Oh, he ate this much today. And she's like, that's fantastic. Aww. And she gets excited. So that's really wonderful.
That is wonderful.
I took a visit to Lighthouse too, and they were so caring, and they made me feel so welcome. And mm-hmm. I really learned how to pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
Now I can see. But people that have low vision loss and they have eye issues, I can understand how they may have a hard time navigating throughout their homes. Mm-hmm. But I found out that the Lighthouse is teaching them how to get through a special day, get through any day.
Yeah, they teach them to cook and to get around and to cross the streets.
They
and
teach you how to use a cane.
Yeah, everything.
A lot of things, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did see the area where the children go and do, you know, do their programs also. Mm-hmm. They're learning how to read again in some of the rooms, and they're just learning how to just live and not think about having vision loss or anything.
Right.
Now, this is something different from vision loss. Vision loss affects an individual with CHARGE syndrome, but they don't have total vision loss. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that some kids have worse cases than others. It's very broad. Like, a lot of kids can have things that Ethan doesn't have. For example, he doesn't have any heart defects. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those kids do, like over 85%, I believe, have heart defects. Mm-hmm. So we were lucky that he didn't have that. So visually speaking, he, I think, sees better than most. There are some kids that are mostly blind, and then anywhere in between. Some that have better vision than him. So
and what about
just
his
depends.
Hearing?
He has hearing loss on the left, moderate hearing loss. He has a hearing aid, which he also doesn't wear, and we're working on that. And the right side is borderline normal. So at least I know he's hearing and seeing something, which is wonderful. But we got to work on the left side. It's all the left side that's compromised for him.
So he's very, what's the word, Lenny, you always say about Miss Bennett?
He's independent.
No.
Oh, selective hearing?
Yeah, selective hearing. Very selective.
Yes.
If he wants to hear you, he'll hear you.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say, at 4 years old, he probably just doesn't want to wear
that.
He will, though.
I think it's, the age, definitely.
he has an attitude, well, I'm going to do this when I get
right.
ready to do it.
Yep,
right.
Yep. He definitely got that from either me or Daddy. I won't say who, but.
That's good. That's good. It sounds like he's coming along.
He is.
Even
he really
though
is.
He may have a little, I call this a little issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're getting help to overcome something, I call that minor. Even though I'm not in your place, but I understand how you may feel.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children had a battle with cancer. I felt so helpless, but I did everything I could to make it easy for her, and she got through it by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel you when you're going through something with your child.
Yeah. It's tough, but I can do it.
Yeah, of course you can do it.
There's an expression. It's not how many times you get knocked down, but what happens when you get up each time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get knocked down with a situation, it's how you handle it and when you get back up.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Well, you're receiving a lot of help. It's wonderful that we have the internet these days because we can push a button and find
That's
out
true.
So that much
so
information.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So much information. And then being able to tap into the Lighthouse and everything that they do to help you, that's a wonderful thing because that's such a wonderful program.
It really is. It really is. And I think everyone should know about it because, I mean, they help anyone with just low vision or some vision loss all the way to blind. So
that's true.
They have, yeah, they have everything in between as well there. So they're really wonderful.
You know what the biggest problem is with a lot of parents?
They don't want to admit there's a problem.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I talk to people on the radio,
around
off the radio,
country.
Around the country. You can't believe how many people, oh, I won't use a cane. Well, if I didn't use a cane, I'd be bouncing into walls.
But they don't want their children
but
to
they
use
don't
a
want
cane
the
either.
Kids. They don't want the people to know if they use a cane, then the people know their child is blind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't want that to happen. They don't want other people to know their situation.
That's unfortunate.
Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're not willing to face reality.
Yeah.
But that's life.
It is in some places, you know. I think that when you're not paying attention to what's going on around you and we're not accepting real facts, that you stifle your own growth.
And the worst ones are the doctors. Because the doctors don't tell you about Lighthouse. The doctors don't say. When I went blind, all of a sudden, nobody said to me, no doctor, no hospital said, well, why don't you go to Lighthouse? Why don't you go here? They don't tell you nothing.
No.
They didn't even tell me how to use a cane. They didn't tell me nothing. They didn't say, you need a cane. They don't say, basically, you're dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
You're dismissed.
Yeah.
But now what do I do?
Well, Michelle, we got to give you credit now. You paid attention from the beginning. And had you not done that, this may have gone, you know, unnoticed by the doctors and the nurses. But I'm happy that you paid attention because it helped Ethan and it also helped you.
It did.
I know you feel, you see the difference in your son and you see how what you're putting into his growth is having a positive effect on him and his life.
Right.
Because it makes you a stronger person rather than a weak person.
Does.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
As he grows, he's going to get better.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yes, and he's independent already.
Sounds like it. Yeah, you'll bring him into the studio one day. I have a hunch. That would be cool,
not?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, he is fun.
If he's into technical stuff, he'd probably get a kick out of the...
Are we going to break? Don't go away. See you on the other side of break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the Take Anywhere Braille Teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We've been talking right now with Dr. Lucille O'Neill, and we've been talking to a very nice young lady. Her name is Michelle Gomez, and the two of them are bringing us up to date with their son, with her son. So Mrs. Gomez, right?
Well, my husband's last name is Talamas, but I kept my maiden name.
Oh, there you go. So you wanted to tell us more about Ethan?
So what do I say? Mrs. Gomez?
Ms. Gomez. Yes. Okay. Basically, just to wrap up the information and everything about how important Lighthouse has been for my son, we live in a seeing world. We really do. And it's not adapted to those who are visually impaired. And the importance of a program like Lighthouse and other programs like it is that they really give children and adults who lose their vision later the tools on how to live independently and not let this be a disability, but just, you know, it's an obstacle that you can get over and you can learn to cook and live on your own and get around and really have, I don't like using the word normal, but just really have a life that you can feel that you're 100% in it.
I just had a situation. Not to interrupt you. I want to come back to what you said.
Yeah.
We live in a world of sighted. I'm going to come right back to her. But I want you to listen to this. But your son is 4?
Yes.
Well, I'm 75, right? Uh-huh. And I had a problem last week, which I'm going to talk about in the second hour. I had a major situation with a hotel chain, okay, that gearing to sighted. Mm-hmm. And I got mad, and I want to tell you about it later because someday your son hopefully will be 75 and he might go through the same situation that I went through.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just teaching, not just having the right tools, but teaching others who are not visually impaired how to handle these situations and how to be there for people who have vision loss. And it's just really important to take the time, even if you don't know anyone that's visually impaired, just take the time to learn about it, because one day you might run into someone
that's
who has that issue
with the show.
Yeah, exactly. And then you know how to approach that person and to help them to make their life easier. So
that's why we have to thank you for sharing your story and Ethan's story.
Of course, my pleasure.
Because I believe that we learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And who knows? We never know whether or not we're going to run into this situation. But just
you
to know a little bit about it helps us also. So thank you.
Of course.
And thank you for your courage. And thank you for understanding that, you know, you have to you have to have some input into your son's life. Mm-hmm. You're teaching other parents that you don't have to sit back and wait for information to come.
Oh, you're proactive.
But you seek information.
Mm-hmm. You're proactive.
Definitely.
So that you can help your child in their development
Definitely.
And in their life.
That's key.
Well, yes,
thank
it
you,
is.
Michelle.
Oh, of course.
You're welcome to stay for the rest of the show if you like.
Okay. I'll just interject.
Yeah.
Lighthouse will make you not only teach you about things with your son, but there's a key that Lighthouse will make you and your son when he gets older feel comfortable with himself, feel mm-hmm. comfortable with himself that he's not alone
right.
and that he can be something with himself if he wants to be something.
Definitely. Whoever walks through that door at Lighthouse, and I'm not being dramatic, but whoever walks through that door is a very fortunate person.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
I agree.
Because mm-hmm. not everybody has access to an institution. Or
and the people who don't go
like
there
Lighthouse.
Are making big mistakes. People listen to the show right now. If they have people right now listening to the show, if
you're out there listening, in other parts of the country,
and you are visually impaired, and you're not going to Lighthouse wherever they are, especially
right.
here in Central Florida. If you're not going to Lighthouse, you're making a big mistake, because the point is you should call them up. You should go there because, A, believe it or not, the state pays for it. You don't have to pay out of your
mm-hmm.
pocket.
Right.
So you're not paying out of your pocket to go there, and you're making a big mistake. Just call them up. Say you heard it on Blind
just
and Beyond Radio
call.
Show. It's just a phone call. Say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and that you would like to go there and bring your child in. And let them interview and talk to you. Is that right, Dr.
That's
Winnie?
Right, because I believe in my family, we always talk about quality of life. Lighthouse brings quality to so many people's lives because
Correct.
They mm-hmm. care. And because they show love and they have compassion. And if you don't reach out to Lighthouse, you're going to have a loss.
Yeah, I agree.
You learned that all that as ambassador.
Michelle, I've
you,
learned so
If you
much
listen to the show them. At all, a lot of my friends are co-hosts on this show, they all went to Lighthouse,
yeah.
and they love Lighthouse.
The other.
And, yeah, my friend Gary Sinclair, he's one of the oldest students
he is,
they
from
have.
The 80s, mm-hmm. he
yeah.
said. Yeah.
Wow.
And he goes everywhere. Well, most of my friends, there's a young lady there. Do you know Judy Matthews?
No.
Well, you should
familiar.
Speak to Judy Matthews. She's
okay.
amazing. Amazing. She works at Lighthouse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. You, Dr. O'Neill, did you ever meet Judy Matthews?
No, I don't recall.
Oh.
You should just
You want to meet Judy
tell
Matthews.
Tell the receptionist
she
you'd like
is,
to say hey to her.
I wish
say
I
hi.
Could do half the things that young lady can do.
Yeah.
And she's totally, totally blind, and she's totally amazing. Amazing. It's
That's
not just,
wonderful.
It's her
she works
mindset.
There.
It's her mindset. She goes Alaska. You name the place, she goes
wow.
anywhere. Goes anywhere.
That's wonderful.
And her husband
she's
is
brave.
The computer expert there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Her husband's blind too,
blind.
Totally blind. They're both blind.
And she's Cuban also, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she's Cuban.
Yeah,
too.
And guess what? She's from Miami.
Oh, hey.
So you really need to
find her.
When you go to the front desk, mm-hmm. is it okay if I say hello to Judy Matthews? And she'll come down.
Okay, wonderful. I'll
yeah.
do that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Well, Lighthouse makes you feel like you're part of the family.
Right.
When
they really
you go
do.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, we
they
love
really
them.
Love
we love them. They're fantastic people, Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the people who don't call them because they're afraid, then you're making a big mistake, because you know what? There's an expression. You can't afford not to call them. You can't afford not to get involved with them, because that's where you can have a new way of life. Isn't that right, Dr. O'Neill?
Absolutely.
That's where they can have a new way of life,
Absolutely.
Because the people that don't go, they're making a bigger mistake.
I agree. It's really been helpful.
Is there anything else you want to share with us about Charger Syndrome? Don't mm-hmm. sound like we missed too much.
No, I think we covered it really well.
We all learned something
yeah.
new today, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, we did. We
Just,
really
I
did.
Think it's important for everyone to go on the website and learn more about it, because we run into doctors all the time that have never seen it or
mm-hmm.
ever heard of it.
Well,
so,
we sure
you know
about it now.
Bring some awareness and, you know, just look it up. But
thanks. Once
thank
again,
you
thank you so much
here.
For sharing.
Of course.
We really appreciate
my
it.
Pleasure.
And Dr. O'Neill, thank you also.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Let me just give all the listeners this address again.
Okay.
www.chargersyndrome.org.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell charges?
Is it charge?
It's charge.
Charges. charGesyndrome
mm-hmm.
.org.
Right.
Yeah.
charGesyndrome.org.
Wow. That's something.
The Charge Syndrome Foundation. They have plenty of information.
They do. A lot.
And, there.
And pictures that I'm
you
in.
Know,
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know
good.
What? Speaking about Lighthouse, I have a couple of PSAs for Lighthouse that I promised I would read.
Okay.
All right. And one of them I've been reading every week to remind you. I'll remind you again. October 11th is the the date change because of the hurricane. They changed it to October 11th. Is the Emerging Vision Breakfast, and that is at the First Baptist Church of Orlando, Faith Hall, 3000 South John Young Parkway. And you'll have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the program begins at 8:30 and goes to 9:30, and you get breakfast. And it's a celebration of Lighthouse's mission of empowerment, and they showcase the stories of amazing children and teens and adults in their care. So they welcome you to the event. That's the 11th. What day of the week is that? I know it got changed. Is it still a Wednesday? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. 11th is Wednesday.
Is it? Okay, so it's Wednesday the 11th. And if you would like to make a reservation, please call Ilea Vasquez, 407-898-2483, extension 235. So hope you all go to that. And then the other activity that's coming up, event is, wow, that's also next week. Oh, I can't believe where the days are going. Friday, October 13th, is they would like you to join the Lighthouse for White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day. And that is at 10 a.m. in the morning and will run till 12 p.m. And it is at the Cinef Arts Plaza at Dr. Phillips Center for Performing Arts.
Oh, okay.
Is that a new location? Because I
close to downtown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It says 445 South Magnolia Avenue, mm-hmm. Downtown. You're right, Dr. O'Neill. So that's next Friday the 13th from 10 to 12 at 445 South Magnolia Avenue. And let's see, I'll read it verbatim. On Friday, October 13th from 10 to 12, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, Lighthouse Central Florida, and the National Federation of the Blind will host an awareness event in observance of Florida's White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Law. The event will kick off with a proclamation ceremony at the Cinef's Art Plaza at Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts, and will host special guests and elected officials from the City of Orlando and Orange County. Attendees will hear the annual White Cane and Guide Dog Law Proclamation and have the opportunity to walk under blindfold through downtown Orlando in an advocacy walk supporting Central Floridians who are blind and visually impaired. Each year this event convenes to reaffirm Central Florida's commitment to improving access to basic safety for individuals who are blind and visually impaired. It's important to always remember a pedestrian with a white cane or a guide dog always has the right of way. Do not honk your car horn at anyone using a white cane or guide dog. Always be courteous. October 15th is National White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day every year. We hope to see you, your friends, and family members at the 2017 White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day. If you have any questions, please reach out to Mary Ann at Lighthouse Central Florida. And once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483, and this would be extension 233, 407-898-2483. That's next Friday.
That sounds like couple of great events.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And our show next Sunday actually falls on the official day for White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Law Day. That's the 15th, so we will be discussing that as well next Sunday.
We do a trivia now?
Yeah, did I just say next Friday? It's not next Friday, the 13th. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, next Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Not this Friday, next Friday.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. You're right. The days are going so fast.
No, you're right. Terrell,
we're going to go to trivia now.
All right. Let's see if anybody's out there.
Let's see if anybody's out there listening to this song. Tell me who's singing this song. This fella's got a very unusual voice. You should all know his voice. Listen to that voice. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Who is singing the song?
There's been a time that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, man. Oh, man.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe.
Okay, so who is singing that song with that unusual voice? He had a lot of hits.
They are awake out there. See that?
Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? With that voice, you should all know who it is.
Okay. Answer.
You know who it is, Dr. O'Neill?
Yes, I do.
You should know it the minute
it
he said one
back
word.
A lot of memories, that song.
Okay. So who's on the line? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Can you tell us where he's from, Jarrell, please? I have a hunch, but I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Hello?
Hello?
It's Robert. I'm having a guess. At
it's time. Robert from Valley Forge.
Robert from
Michael,
Valley Forge.
Okay, I was right.
You made this too easy, Michael. That's very right.
Here you go. There you go.
You need tougher songs.
All right.
I don't want to give it too tough. Barry White, that's right. So you just won a
$10. I walk on the treadmill song.
There you go.
I like that guy.
He just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Way cool.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Who else is? Am I also on the line too?
I think so. He's
Let's see. They're from them. Robert.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Robert, for calling in, and we'll be sending you a $10 gift card next week. Who's on the line now?
Yellow.
Who
I
is
was
it?
Gonna call, but evidently you already got the right answer.
Who is it?
Sounds like Chris.
The answer I had was Isaac Hayes.
That's Chris.
No, it wasn't Isaac Hayes.
Like
it is Chris. How's everybody doing?
Hi,
Chris. How you doing? How you doing?
All is
I know
well.
That
I can't
voice.
Complain.
I know that
I just
voice.
I just told you I was listening. I just wanted to call and hear y'all voices personally.
Okay.
I'm glad you guys are doing all right. Mom O'Neill, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Miss seeing you, man.
It's his anniversary.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, his better half is there. His better half is with him.
It's so good to hear your voices.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all keep up the great work. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Have fun. Bye-bye.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids. It's a nursery. Independent Living is serving individual vision loss, an assortment of daily organizing, and Independent Living Aids is also committed to service. Working answers for the best product for our customers. And in more. Independent Living Aids at independent.com. 1-800-537 on this ad, and you will see a clock to you as you meet Independent Living Aids.
To happen. You or loved one care, and that don't panic, don't worry. For peace of mind, phone call to Home Care Association, Transportation and Errands, like High Caliber Caregivers in Orlando, to 71orlando.com.
You will be about the future of accessible voting in the voting process. Voting is every most right. Join the march you independently and to develop the next assembly of quality. Vote values JW.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible vote. Your opinion and help KISS accessible voting system. Votech designed for all. VOTECSIED.
We are back. That's right. We the blind and radio. We've been talking to Neil, we've been talking to Del Gomez, and we've been talking to Gold, saying something, some PS. If you're out there, you know, you're more than 894-1680, got it right. Dr. O'Neill, you have anything to say before we claim?
Well, enjoy the motivational and meeting the interest come in through the light. I've really been helpful for coming and spending us on charge syndrome. That was something here tonight. Learned a lot. Say thank you.
Thank you
so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
We learned a lot.
That is my goal.
Well, we get the word out as well.
We're
sharing that with people.
Thank
and I want us to listen, tuning in.